This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm joined in the studio by
Jeff Sundu,
Arvind Yabaraj.
We are with you all the way through until 1 o'clock. Our question of the day is all about: are you 5G excited? What excites you most about 5G after the demonstration up in Langkawi?
Yeah. So number ending 0021 says drones.
Drones. Anything else?
Yeah, so we've got one more from KN that says 5G excitement with another round of disruption in work, play and life. That's very true because businesses will change. And then he continued on by asking, does this mean we should hold on to buying a new smartphone this year? And that's a very good question because
interesting.
This year will be the year where you will be able to buy 5G mobile phones. So, you know, do you hold it off because it's really expensive? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like with 4G. I remember, you know, Samsung, when they launched, you know, there was like the 4G version and then there was the non-4G version. Mm. So then 4G was really expensive. But if I were you, I would just look at how bad your phone is for this year. If it's really needs an upgrade, then maybe get like one of those mid-range phones. You know, if you're using an iPhone, then sorry, because there's no mid-range.
Just out of interest,
it's just really one expensive iPhone. Yeah, it's
from what I understand, Samsung already have a 5G.
So 5G, Huawei, a lot of the Android manufacturers are rolling out their 5G phones, and you can get them here in Malaysia very soon. But they're costly, right? So you know, do you want to spend that kind of money on a phone that you know you may not be able to experience 5G? Unless you live in Langkawi, then it's a different story.
At the moment, at least.
Before we get on to talking about deep fakes,
yes,
let's have some hard truths. Arvind, can we have the KLCI update, please?
Yeah, so FBM KLCI is down by 0.16% by 1,593 points. Active stocks include Thrive Property, Dyer Materials, and CompuGates Holdings. Then a quick look at the ringgit. It's at 4.05 against the US dollar.
No news on biscuits today. Earlier this morning, biscuits were doing very well.
No news on biscuits.
Right, let's move on then. Of course, deepfakes have been in the news on and off for the past year, 2 years. We've seen some great ones. We've seen some not great ones. Mm. Sadly, we've had to see some of them. And one of the ways in which you could spot them, of course, is...
So that's the thing. This is a bit of a depressing story because this is based on an article that came out in the Star, but it's from another source. It's from the DPA. But a quick recap of what deepfake is: it's when you use someone's face or likeness and make them do or say things that they never did in video form. So photos are a completely different thing, but deepfakes are normally like audio. They normally have video, so you dub someone's voice over, mainly celebrities, politicians, important people.
Yeah, deepfakes is so popular in Malaysia, like over the last few months.
My mom
knows about deepfakes, which is so weird. I'm like, wow, okay, it's like a, you know, it's a household word now.
We nailed it, the tech. You know, if it's used for comedy or like satire, then it's funny. If it's used for harm, then it becomes very, very dangerous, especially in politics. And it's a whole other level of like disinformation. So there is this article that I mentioned from the Star via DPA that says how to spot manipulated photos and deepfake videos on social media. And I wanted to bring it up because the article doesn't actually tell you how to spot a deepfake, which is super scary because it's an article that's supposed to tell you how to spot these videos, and it cannot because there's no real technical solid way to call out a deepfake.
So it's a non-story you're bringing us to the table.
It's a story about non-story because it just ends up explaining what deepfake is. And then it goes on and it pretty much says, be careful.
What?
That's it. Yeah.
That's good advice.
Brilliant. Yeah.
And then it ends. The article highlights using old photos for current events. So like the Amazon like rainforest fires that happened like a few months ago, and people are using pictures from 1994 and saying like, donate, no, the photo the forest on fire. It wasn't fire, but they were using pictures from nearly two decades ago, which is again disinformation. It also talks about photo manipulation and using tools like photo forensics and forensically to do reverse searches and compare it to the original image. There's also a site called Citizen Evidence that gives you the metadata for YouTube videos. But then when it comes to deepfakes, there's nothing to help you spot one except for the last line in the article that says IT expert Pina Merkert recommends watching a few examples on YouTube to get a feel for deepfakes.
To get a feel for deepfakes.
Mm. So basically what that means is you need to know and watch deepfakes to train your own eyes to spot deepfakes. Like the glitchiness in like facial movements or, you know, whatever you can spot that's wrong with the video. That's the only way you spot deepfakes, with your own eyes.
Now, you see, there's a couple of issues here. Mm. With 5G technology rolling out very quickly, right, we can no longer blame it on the buffering of the video for the glitchiness of the videos, you know, because it should be instant streaming. It shouldn't be pixelated. It shouldn't be this. And I think once we're at that stage and we start seeing pixelated videos, you're like, something a little bit fishy about this, something a little bit off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you know, just a couple of things. Like, I think also people throw this, it's a deepfake video very easily, that term very easily, because it's a buzzword. It's like the new tech that you can find. It's like blockchain, right?
It's like 5G.
Yeah. So, it's like 5G. It's like blockchain. You know, everyone's like, oh, I run this blockchain company. Mm. Oh, I created this deepfake video. Oh, that's a deepfake video. So, it's very easy for us to throw that word around. But I've read numerous articles, and one came from Wired on how difficult or slash easy was it for the Wired IT writer to actually create a deepfake video that was legitimate. Like, it looked good enough, right? And he was saying it was very difficult. It took him a couple of months and thousands of US dollars in order to create a deepfake video. And bear in mind, he also needed a lot of footage of his own face in various different angles, in various different lightings, in order to create one that can be deceiving, even at HD quality, right? But so you know, for those that, you know, when we see some of these deepfake videos and it's pixelated and it's blurry and
dark room,
then chances are it's not deepfake, because it's very difficult to make deepfake video. The other thing is that, like what Richard mentioned, right? When once, you know, we have 5G connections, you would expect to be able to stream 4K videos on your phone easily, and you'll be able to, you know, all the 4K videos that you record on your phone, you can send them over to maybe WhatsApp or maybe a new kind of messaging platform that accepts 4K videos within an instant. Mm. And then if you know, it's just getting to learn, right? So our eyes can't go back to, you know, 280, 240p or 360p or even 720p on YouTube now. When we watch YouTube videos on our 4K TVs and it's a 720p video, you're like, why is it so bad, right?
Yeah,
it's horrible. So it's the same. Like, your eyes, they trained. So go, I guess, you know, spend the next couple of hours after work watching some deepfake videos. I would recommend you watching deepfake videos of celebrity interviews, because those are absolutely hilarious. Mm. You could find, like, you know, Tom Cruise sitting down with, you know, George Lucas sitting down with a few other kind of like celebrities who, you know, on this round table, and they talk about, you know, their own movies, but they amplify their persona and their character. And it's, you know, it's really funny. Of course, it's not a perfect
They become deepfake. Like cartoons. Mm.
Yeah. Watch some of those.
If you really want to laugh as well, you can also watch Steven Seagal playing The Mandalorian. Sorry, The Witcher. Which is even better.
Yeah. I'm sure you could find Steven Seagal playing Baby Yoda in Mandalorian
I'm very sure
someone has made that.
And if they haven't,
please do that.
I will share that. Right. Time for a short break. Music up from CCR with Bad Moon Rising. When we come back, final story of the day, all about completely wireless charging. No cables. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.